Hello and welcome to the Business Today News Podcast. Hope you had a great weekend. Here are the top stories. Bill Gates, co-chair of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Saturday identified health as a prominent challenge facing India and said that he wished India got rid of malnutrition. If there was one wish I had for India, it would be to get rid of malnutrition because that reduces the potential of those kids so dramatically and their ability to provide and learn are reduced, Gates said at a live Mint event. He added that health is his preferred sustainable development goal. TikTok owner Beijing ByteDance Technology Company Limited is in talks with big music labels Universal Music, Sony Music and Warner Music for global licensing deals to include their songs on its new music subscription service, the Financial Times reported. ByteDance is looking to launch its music streaming as soon as next month, initially in emerging markets such as India, Indonesia and Brazil before a future opening in the United States, the FT reported. Former BJP leader Yashwant Sinha on Sunday accused Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman of fudging budget numbers to conceal the real fiscal deficit. Speaking at the Mumbai Lit Fest, Sinha, a former finance minister himself, alleged that Sitharaman relied on estimates used in the interim budget of February 1st, though the CAG had later provided revised estimates till July 5th when the annual budget was presented. The finance minister, in response to similar objections earlier, had claimed that every figure in the budget was authentic. World's largest oil firm, Saudi Aramco, has set a price range for its much-awaited listing, which indicates that the oil giant is worth between $1.6 trillion to $1.7 trillion, making it potentially the world's biggest IPO. The world's most profitable company's shares are expected to begin trading in December 2019. The world's most profitable company plans to list in Saudi Arabia and on an international exchange. Tata Sons chairman N. Chandrasekharan on Sunday pitched for the privatization of power distribution companies and also for ensuring that every generation plant is operational to help the power sector. Without prescribing any solutions, he said stress in the telecom sector also needs to be addressed and added that real estate is another sector that requires attention. His comments come a day after a media report said that half of the thermal power plants in the country are shutting down. And with that, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more business news. Goodbye.